the rest of the story. Once upon a time, town of Rosenheim, Germany, there was a little boy who fell in love with a book. It was a book displayed in the window of the town bookstore, which beckoned him each day as he passed. Often he would go inside and ask the proprietor, "Please, may I see it again?" And there in a corner of the shop he would stand and read, wide-eyed, transfixed, until closing time. All that stood between the two lovers, the book and the boy, was the cost of 5 marks, a small fortune for a child of 8. His mother often beseeched, just as often had firmly said no. There were a number of school books equally deserving of his attention, she said. Now, you're going to have to take my word for this next, because it's true, the youngster really did find that 5 marks in the street one day. He spotted it right there by the curb in front of the bookstore, no less. He stole neither the money nor the book, which, in fact, he happily purchased with the money he had found. His mother didn't believe him, but she let him keep the book anyway. And because she did, well, that's the rest of the story. They still call it the strict Bavarian way of child rearing. It's centered around an omnipotent, omniscient, although often utterly unapproachable father. Except in matters of discipline, a father may wait years to interact with his child, or for that matter, even to acknowledge him. And that's how it was in the Fischbacher household, where an 8-year-old boy once let his dreams run free through the pages of a very special book, a book on the subject of magic. They were simple tricks, mostly, which the youngster practiced to perfection. One trick in particular, one using a coin, a handkerchief, and a glass of water, in which one drops the coin into the glass, and the former vanishes. And then one day, the little boy actually called his parents into the room and performed that magic trick. After which, his theretofore distant, indifferent father looked at him in astonishment and asked, "How did you do that?" It was at that moment that the magic really began for young Siegfried Fischbacher. For that singular triumph over the toughest audience that he would ever have, was able to spin the first silken thread in a web of enchantment which has since ensnared millions. For you see, in the world of world-class magic, there is one towering institution, a baffling, dazzling duo, home-based in Las Vegas, Nevada, USA, who each night invite the breathtaking into their lair of lavish sets and live white tigers and unbelievable wonderment. And the world knows these living legends as Siegfried and Roy. But now, when next you see the splashy poster, or hear of the impossible that happened before 1,000 eyes, you will recall instead a shy 8-year-old boy, a fledgling magician named Siegfried Fischbacher, who in 1947 found 5 marks in the street and converted that 5 marks into untold wealth and wonder, which now all of us share. That is the rest of the story.